104.9 The Hawk, the Lakes Region's best rock. Great comedy show coming to the Flying Monkey this Friday. We've been talking about it all week long, and you got a great lineup. Any of these guys and girls, if you want to go see them by their own, it's great. But you're going to see Kelly McFarland, Jimmy Dunn, and the man I'm joined on the phone by right now, the one and only Lenny Clark. Lenny, thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, Zach, always thank you, man. And you're absolutely right. What a great description. What we have at the Flying Monkey is three headliners. Jimmy Dunn, of course, from the McCarthy's on CBS. Kelly McFarland, who's been just tearing it up, and myself. And we rarely get to work together. And I'm excited. You're going to have three top headliners working one show. It's going to be an epic show.
And you are a legend here in New England. I mean, of course, Boston. But I always wondered, what started you down the road to being a comedian? Because I've seen you act, I've seen you on stage, and how did it all start?
I was working, putting myself through college as a janitor in Cambridge City Hall. And one night, you know, being a city job, I said to the other janitors, come on, I'll take you out for beers. So we went out for our lunch, which happened to be Liquid at the time, and we went into a place called the Springfield Street Saloon. And we saw these stand-up comedians, and we had never seen them before. And the guys I was with said, hey, these guys suck. You're funnier than them. So the next week I went back, and I got up on stage, and I got a standing ovation, and that pretty much started my career.
Now, what has been the biggest hurdle since you started?
My accent. Without a doubt, my accent. When I went out to Hollywood 30 years ago, I had to have an interpreter. People had no idea what I was saying. I auditioned for the show Cheers, and I went in, and they said, my God, you're one of the funniest people we've ever had in here. And I go, so I got the job? They said, absolutely not. You don't sound like anybody on the show. And I said, well, this is what we sound like in Boston. Come on, give a guy a break. And it hurt me so many different times. Like, I'd go audition for movies, and they would say, Lenny, if you can drop the accent, you get the movie right now. I'd get up, and I'd be walking. I'd be, where are you going? I can't. This is how I sound.
Talking with Lenny Clark, he's going to be at the Flying Monkey in Plymouth this Friday, along with Jimmy Dunn and Kelly McFarland. Speaking of accents, when I had seen you, I'd seen a couple of your bits online, and then I fell in love with the show Rescue Me. And then lo and behold,
God, yes.
There's Lenny Clark in Rescue Me taking place in New York.
Right. Well, you know what? Dennis Leary, being the genius he is, and I don't say that lightly.
Yeah.
I've been friends with him for 40 years, and to see him work, to write, direct, produce, act, I mean, he does it all. He was one of the guys who's, you know, it's like you said, the big thing is, why is a guy with a boxing accent in New York? Why was the guy with a boxing accent in Chicago? I mean, in real life, people move.
Mm-hmm.
But what he wrote is, he wrote the fact that I got into a lot of trouble as a fireman in Boston and had to escape to New York.
And Dennis is, like you said, he's a genius. He can do so much.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you a quick story about Dennis that he doesn't like me to tell. My mother passed away, and my mother and Dennis were good friends. You know, we all were pretty tight. And he called me up like so many good friends. He said, hey, man, is there anything I can do? And I said, no, thank you so much. I appreciate it. He goes, well, if you need anything, call me. I said, yeah, okay. So I hung up, and 5 minutes later, he calls back. He goes, hey, screwball, you don't even have a job. How are you going to bury your mother? I said, well, I'm, you know, getting a loan from the bank. He says, no, I'll tell you what. I'll bury your mother as long as you don't go cheap. And I said, deal. So we had flowers like you won't believe. We had a police escort. We had, everything. With thousands of people showed up. It was just amazing. And later in life, I was working again. And we went out to dinner, his wife and my wife, he doubled it, and my wife said, give him the check. So I went to give him the check that he paid for burying my mother, and his wife, Ann, took it and ripped it up and said, Lenny, that's our gift to you. You know, Dennis loved your mother. Your mother was always so supportive of Dennis. And I said, oh, my God, I only wish my father was alive so he could bury him too. My wife slapped me so hard,
oh, no.
I thought there was going to be an arrest.
That's incredibly sweet, but funny all at the same time.
Yeah, it is funny, but it's true. You know,
that's what makes it better. Talking with Lenny Clark, he's going to be at the Flying Monkey of Plymouth, part of the Boston Comedy Blowout with Jimmy Dunn and Kelly McFarland. I want to ask you this because I know it didn't make it to air on Nessun. How was the David Ortiz roast?
Oh, mother of God, Zach. You're a great interviewer. You did your homework. It was, for all intents and purposes, a blank show. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, I got to be honest. I had no idea that Nesson was filming that for special. But when I walked in and I saw all the camera coverage, you know, being in show business for 40 years, I said, this isn't somebody's home video. I changed my entire act so that I could get on TV. And then it was only later, after we performed, they asked us to sign the release forms. Now, I wasn't the funniest, but I was without a doubt the smartest because I was the only act on the entire show where they could use my stuff on film, radio, and print. And I made them all. So everyone knew I was there. I mean, you don't even get to hear who else was on the Diaz, or Diaz, whatever you call it, because it was so filthy. And it was funny, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
These people, I mean, Bill Burr did about 20 minutes skewering me, which was the, he took me apart like a surgeon. It was the best ass kicking I've ever took in my life. And it was funny, but it was filthy. And everyone was filthy. And I think some of the people were shocked, but 95% of the people at that roast knew this. Hey, it's a roast. That's what it's all about. And I knew I had done a roast before that, and I was so bad. People said, you went over the line. And I go, it's a roast, for God's sake. So I learned my lesson early on, and I don't think I would do another roast because, you know, for me, it's tough enough to be somewhat politically correct because I am the most politically incorrect person you'll ever meet. But I know we have limitations now. And, you know, when I was a kid, we used to call them nosy effing busybodies. That's what politically correct people are. I mean, mm-hmm. Good God almighty. It's ruined comedy. It really has.
Which is unfortunate. Is that something that you have to consciously make choices and decisions every time? I was like, I can't use this material. Is there certain material you just will not go to?
Because I'm in a position where I could say something that could pretty much blackball me from all the clubs and casinos. And, you know, I can't afford that now. I mean, I leave that to the young guns. You know what I mean? Like 35 years ago, if you told me I couldn't say something, I would go right out and say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd say, I'll show you. And that's how I was. That's pretty much how I made a name for myself. Now, I'm still totally irreverent, and I take it to the line, but I'm always aware of that filter. So it takes away some of the fun for me because I used to just love to go out and shoot from the hip.
And, I mean, that's part of what comedy has been for so long is having a plan but then being sporadic.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be able to do a show where, you know, they warn people, you know, XXX, not be easily offended, and there's always some people, I think he was out of line. I'm going, oh, my God, I'm out of ammo. That's what I'm out of.
Talking with Lenny Clark. He's at the Flying Monkey this Friday with Jimmy Dunn and Kelly McFarlane for the Boston Comedy Blowout. Tell me a little bit about the, I saw you online on a YouTube video called Driving Boston with Andrea Vecchio. Is that how we say it?
Yes. Oh, my God, she was gorgeous. What a dress she had on. I'm glad I wasn't driving. I probably would have crashed. They asked me to do that, and I got to tell you, they said, Lenny, would you like to drive? I said, how much is this car worth? They said, $268,000. I said, no, I'll be good as a passenger. And they had all sorts of cameras rigged up in that, and it felt like I was in the car for 8 minutes. And it's like a 36-minute, the long piece is 36 minutes. They've chopped it up to fives and tens. But I was really happy with how it came out because I wasn't prepared. And it was just me riffing on, you know, the people I've been with, Belichick, Bob Kraft, John Henry, Tom Brady, and Bobby Orr, of course, you know. But, I mean, and I was really pleased. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was a great video. And it speaks to just you being you and just, you know, just having fun.
You know what? I find that when I'm having fun, the audience is having fun. And that's what I want. You know, people come out. I have great respect for anyone that comes and buys a ticket to see me because this all started as a joke. I never knew I was going to be a stand-up comedian. No one in my family was in show business. And I take it I take it very serious. I mean, I know I'm a whack job, and I have an amazing reputation of being crazy. But I got to tell you, I actually want everyone who comes in that place to laugh till they puke, or laugh till they wet their pants, or laugh till they throw up a drink. I am doing my very best to take your mind off the drudgery of modern-day life and make you happy that you're not me.
Well, I bet from everything that I've seen, all of your bit, you're a very funny guy, but yet you're very caring, you know, and that comes out when you're just being you.
Thank you. I really do care. I mean, I don't want people to, you know, work all week and then spend their hard-earned money to come out to some show that I'm just going to phone in, because I refuse to do that. I've never done the same show twice. It's not because I'm an artist or a genius. I just can't remember what worked last time. And I just keep, you know, I try to keep it topical.
Yep.
And I go, if the crowd's giving me energy, I explode and I give it right back to them. And if they're not, I'll just carry them through the show. I'll drag them through. But I will make you laugh. And thank you for calling me funny, because I think I'm a lunatic who just happens to be lucky enough and blessed enough to have a career where I can go out on stage and talk, and people just go, my God, the man's nuts.
Talking with Lenny Clark, he's going to be at the Flying Monkey this Friday with Jimmy Dunn and Kelly McFarlane. And I know you're running out of time, but I wanted to ask you about, you said you were working on a new film, Stronger. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I have a film coming out next month, September 22nd, nationwide, with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Nice.
It's called Stronger. And I got to tell you, it's about the Boston Marathon bombing, but it's not like Patriots Day, the bang, bang, shoot them up.
Okay.
This is kind of a love story about Jeff Bauman, who went to see his girlfriend cross the finish line, and the bomb went off right behind him, took both his legs.
Oh,
and
okay.
I am not kidding you when I say this. Jake Gyllenhaal will probably be nominated for an Oscar. David Karen Green, the director, is just phenomenal. And the cast, I was blessed to work with a cast that was so talented. A lot of local actors. And, I mean, Jake himself, it was just a real treat to be on that film. And I'm actually in it, not just like a little like, oh, is that Lenny? You know, I'm throughout the film. So it's a big break for me, and I hope this thing really does well.
Now, who are you playing in it?
I play Jeff Bauman's Uncle Bob. And the funny thing about it is, Zach, I actually know the guy I played, and I didn't realize it.
Whoa.
Until I was reading the script, and I realized who it was. And it was a very tender scene with Jake in the hospital after he's been blown up. And I called him and I asked him what he did in that situation. And it was just so helpful to me. I don't know if it made the cut. I haven't seen the film yet. But I did talk with the man who, Bob Joyce, who I played. And he said, Lenny, I was really, really flattered with how you played me. So that was nice.
I'm looking forward to it. So it's Stronger. It comes out, you said, September 22nd?
That's right, Zach. Yes.
All right, well, looking forward to that. Also looking forward to seeing you, Jimmy, Kelly, this Friday, Flying Monkey in Plymouth. I know tickets are still on sale, flyingmonkeynh.com. I'm going to be there. We're going to have a great time. And, again,
Zach,
thanks.
We'll get a bite to eat or something. I can't wait to see you. Thank you for everything. You're terrific.
We're going to take Jimmy's car, and we're going to go do a burger run. Sound good?
All right, fair enough.
more music on the way. It's 104.9 The Hawk.